40 greetings and Happy New Year to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Thanks for tuning in this evening. Welcome to the sunny side of sports.
Stand up! Stand up! Stand up! Stand up!
Friends, we can all listen to the sunny side of sports.
Yes, my friend.
The sunny side of sports.
Sunny side of sports.
The sunny side of sports show.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Sunny Side of Sports right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Stand up! Stand up! Stand up! Stand up!
Let's stand up and give a sunny side of sports salute to Mohamed Salah, the Egypt and Liverpool striker who was named the 2017 African Footballer of the Year during ceremonies in Accra, Ghana. Reporter Samson Omale joins us now with more on the festivities.
The winner is Mohamed Salah.
Congratulations to our CAF African Footballer of the Year.
That was how Liverpool star and Egyptian forward Mohamed Salah was named the 2017 CAF Footballer of the Year ahead of his club teammate Sadio Mane and Borussia Dortmund's Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang, who came in third.
It's an honor to be nominated and be between these two great players tonight.
And Borussia Dortmund's Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang.
I feel very, very good and very happy to be here. It's always a pleasure.
Yeah, maybe. I think this time, less pressure.
The 25-year-old Mo Salah dedicated his award to the children of Africa who wants to live out their dreams.
Winning this award is a dream come true. 2017 was an unbelievable year for me. I had a fantastic time with the national team and with the team to qualify to the World Cup after 28 years and to had a great season with the club, with Rome and with Liverpool. And I want to dedicate this award for all the kids in Africa and in Egypt and tell them never stop dreaming, never stop believing.
The event held in Ghana was attended by Ghanaian President Nana Akufo-Addo.
Mr. CAF President, I must say I am impressed with the major improvements you have undertaken within your relatively short stay in office. I'm told that unlike in previous editions, we are joined by previous award winners, as well as all the nominees for all the award categories. This is laudable.
The well-organized award event was a mix of music and sports with some of Africa's leading music stars like Olamide, Wizkid and Tiwa Savage, who treated the audience to some of their biggest hits.
Africa, you ready? Ghana, Nigeria, you ready? One time. Let's go.
Other award recipients include Women's Footballer of the Year, which went to Nigeria's Asisat Oshoala. This is the third time the former Liverpool and Arsenal ladies forward is being voted as best on the continent.
I want to use this opportunity to encourage all the young girls out there. Don't let anyone talk you down. Don't listen to people. Follow your heart.
Meanwhile, South Africa's women national team, the Bayana Bayana, won the Women's National Team of the Year award ahead of Nigeria's under-20 female team, the Falconets. The Youth Player of the Year award went to Patson Daka of Zambia.
I want to thank you for the support, and to my fellow players, young players, I would like to encourage you that this is the beginning of greater things to come. Let us keep on working extra hard and change the face of African football.
It was a night CAF recognized the legends of the game on the African continent as they were made to present some of their awards to the winners. One name from the legends which kept featuring prominently was Liberia's president-elect, George Oppong-Weah. Though represented by his wife at the award event, the Liberian president-elect was given the Platinum Award by the CAF president, Ahmed Ahmed.
Well, at least we are gathered here to celebrate African football. We also wish to congratulate one of our legends, newly president-elect Mr. George Weah,
who is represented here by his wife. Thank you, madam.
I am extremely proud and honored to be here to receive this award for his honor.
The biggest winner on the night will be Egypt. This is after the Pharaohs were named the National Team of the Year and Hector Cooper, the Pharaohs National Team coach, named Coach of the Year.
I think everyone now is happy in Egypt and all Arab countries. And what we can say here, we promise we can do our best to be the honor of Africa in Russia 2018.
I am very happy for all the people in Egypt and the player, Salah, and all the players in Egypt, for questo premio. Thank you.
From Abuja, Nigeria, it's Samson Omale for the Sunny Side of Sports.
For more on the CAF Awards 2017, we turn to our friend in Accra, Kwabena Quicksilver Ofori.
Mohamed Salah of Egypt was crowned African Player of the Year 2017. The CAF Awards ceremony held at the Accra International Conference Center was beamed live to millions across the globe and had Ghana President Nana Addo Dankwa Akufo-Addo as special guest of honor. Nana Addo was presented with one of the two Platinum Awards, and the other went to football icon George Weah, now President-elect of Liberia. Women's Player of the Year winner was Asisat Oshoala of Nigeria, while Patson Daka of Zambia won Youth Player of the Year. Coach of the World Cup-bound Egypt, Hector Cooper, received the Coach of the Year award, and Wydad Athletic won Club of the Year. National Team of the Year went to the Pharaohs of Egypt, and South Africa took 2017 Women's National Team Award. At the CAF Awards was Nigerian football legend Victor Ikpeba. Ikpeba, the 1997 CAF African Player Award winner, commended CAF.
No, it's fantastic bringing all Africans together, bringing past winners here. Can't forget about the past. Without the past, we wouldn't be here today. And I want to commend CAF, the new CAF president, you know. Well done. Keep it up. And congratulations to Salah. Well deserved. Any of these three could have won it. You know. So it's been a special evening from the football family in Africa. So it shows African football has come of age.
Were you satisfied with the winner of the ultimate?
No, definitely satisfied. It could have been Mane, it could have been Pierre. These three players have been three of the best African players this year. We know the other players are doing a good job. So at the end of the day, it will be one winner. But at the end of the day, I think African football is the winner.
Do you think that they are going to carry this to the World Cup in Russia?
Yeah, definitely. Especially Salah with Egypt. First time they are qualifying for the World Cup after 28 years, a long time. They've done well so far. So I think this award will inspire him. We take him to the World Cup in Russia, and I think he wants to do well. He wants to shine.
So,
and if Salah is doing well, Egypt team is doing well. We want to see an African team doing well. It doesn't matter if it's Egypt, Senegal, Tunisia, Nigeria, where I'm from, or Morocco. We want to see an African team get it to the last four of the World Cup.
At the ceremony, CAF Legend Award was conferred on Ghana's ex-international Ibrahim Sande.
It has been an exciting evening because after winning the award in this, as far back as 1971, which is about 46 years ago, CAF has recognized me again that I have contributed my quota in the development of football in Africa, and so they awarded me. They have done very well, and I think they need to be congratulated.
What about the three awardees? I mean, the first ultimate, who got the Salah Mohamed, who got the ultimate? What do you talk about?
Oh, he has been fantastic during last year and this year as well. And he has been consistent. And so I think he deserves to be the award winner.
What do you say when Ghana, your country, you can see any awardee in this?
It's really too bad. It's too bad. It's too bad because, but the three deserve to be there. And our players must learn from this and work very hard to be able to, in the next, maybe the next year's award, at least a Ghanaian must be among the three winners. So we need to work hard, discipline, commitment, and so on, so that they shouldn't be happy about their performance now. They should know that, yes, there are some who are ahead of them, and so they have to catch up.
You have your nice award in your hand. Are you dedicating it to someone?
I dedicate it to all the legend footballers in Africa.
For the Sunny Side of Sports, Kwabena Ofori at the Accra International Conference Center.
Thanks, Kwabena. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. The newly crowned 2017 African Footballer of the Year, Mohamed Salah, told reporters in Accra he has big goals and will strive to get even better.
Since I came as a professional, in my mind, I want to be the best player ever in Egypt in the history. So I know what I want. I know how to do it. I'm working hard every day, improving myself. So that's what I want. So I think I'm going well. I'm doing well at the moment. So we're going to see even in the future, this one and next one and next one.
Egyptian star Mohamed Salah also says he's really looking forward to this year's World Cup in Russia.
I think we have good national team and we did very well in Africa Cup and qualification for the World Cup. We did very well and we qualify. We deserve that. Everyone saw that. And I'm very sure, I'm very happy and very excited for the World Cup, and I'm very sure we're going to do something special in that World Cup.
African Footballer of the Year Mohamed Salah and the Pharaohs of Egypt are in Group A at the World Cup, along with Uruguay, Saudi Arabia, and host Russia. And fans of Mo Salah and the Pharaohs can mark their calendars now. The Egyptian team will play its opening World Cup match June 15th when it takes on Uruguay in Yekaterinburg, Russia. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Just ahead, American tennis star Serena Williams pulls out of this month's Australian Open, so please keep on the sunny side.
So keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help you every day. It will brighten all the way if you keep on the sunny side of life.
Time in Africa offers splendid sounds from the continent that all humanity calls home. From the classics of yesteryear to the hot tracks of the moment. I offer you what you need. Free ear therapy and mind massage. Join me, I'm Heather Maxwell, for Music Time in Africa every Saturday and Sunday at 0900, 2000, and 2100 UTC.
Thanks, Heather. We look forward to your next Music Time in Africa show. I'm Sonny Young, And you're listening to the sunny side of sports on The Voice of America. Turning to tennis, defending champion Serena Williams has withdrawn from this month's Australian Open, saying she's not ready to return to tournament competition. Serena was pregnant with her first child when she won last year's Australian Open in Melbourne, the 23rd Grand Slam singles title of her illustrious career. Serena gave birth to her daughter, Alexis, in September. She played in an exhibition tournament last week in Abu Dhabi and indicated after her loss to French Open champion Yelena Ostapenko that she might not make it to Melbourne. The Australian Open begins January 15th. In a statement released Friday by Australian Open organizers, Serena said, and I quote, "After competing in Abu Dhabi, I realized that although I'm super close, I'm not where I want to be. My coach and team always said, only go to tournaments when you are prepared to go all the way." And Serena continues, "I can compete, but I don't want to just compete. I want to do far better than that, so I'll need a little more time." 36-year-old Serena Williams has won the Australian Open women's singles title 7 times. She needs one more Grand Slam title to tie the record held by former Australian star Margaret Court. Serena's withdrawal comes less than 24 hours after fellow former world number one Andy Murray of Britain withdrew from the Australian Open with a chronic hip injury. Several other big names, including top-ranked Rafael Nadal, 6-time champion Novak Djokovic, and 2014 winner Stan Wawrinka, also are dealing with injuries ahead of the Australian Open. Last year, Serena Williams beat her older sister Venus in the women's final before revealing that she played the tournament despite being more than 2 months pregnant. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the sunny side of sports on The Voice of America. My VOA colleague Jim Stevenson joins us now with news about a young U.S. Olympian as well as sailing news.
It's a New Year's tradition, the finish of one of the world's most challenging ocean races, the Sydney to Hobart Yacht Race. Captain Matt Allen's new Ichiban yacht has been declared the overall winner of the 73rd running. Ichiban, which means number one in Japanese, beat Bob Steele's Quest by just over 20 minutes. The record time set 2 years ago by an Australian crew is 1 day, 13 hours, 31 minutes. More than 100 boats sailed in the 630 nautical mile race from Sydney to Hobart. A quarter of the entrants came from overseas, including a crew from Shanghai. It was the first team of sailors from mainland China to compete in the famous race down southeastern Australia. With an average age of just 24, the crew on board the Yacht Daruchi includes professional athletes and former members of China's special forces. Skipper Dong Xing says back home, sailing continues to ride a wave of popularity.
Chinese people are becoming richer and richer, he says. Now more and more people can afford to buy a boat.
The crew may be relative newcomers, but they have long-term ambitions to win major races.
He says he doesn't think it's possible now because they have just started. But he thinks as Chinese, they have this dream of winning in big sailing competitions one day.
Britain, the Netherlands, and Australia dominated sailing at the Rio Olympics, but China, which won a silver medal, has lofty ambitions in a sport that requires money and motivation, according to Daruchi's Australian coach, Ben Morrison-Jack.
You could probably draw some comparisons maybe with other sports that they've taken on. There's always a timeline, and sailing's a complex sport, so it'll take a while, but if they're committed to it, they'll win medals eventually, that's for sure. Oh, it's fantastic. It's crucial to the sport because it's not that big a sport, really. And to have a population of China starting to get interested in the sport is fantastic.
Fate has not been kind to the sailors from Shanghai. A collision with a rival boat knocked them out at the start of the 2015 Sydney to Hobart race. Last year, a broken mast saw them limp to the finish line, but they've already made history. The crew from Noah's Yacht Club in Shanghai was the first team from mainland China to compete in the famous event. Up next is the Australian Yachting Championships this month in Melbourne. The U.S. short track speed skating team is ready to compete on the ice next month at the Winter Olympics Games in Pyeongchang, South Korea. Mami Binet, a 17-year-old from Ghana who now lives in Reston, Virginia, will be the first African-American woman on the team. Binet immigrated to the United States from Ghana to live with her father. She was an energetic child. Her father, Kwaku Binet, wanted to channel that energy into a sport.
So I brought her here. In this particular rink, I just tried it. And the first day she got on the ice, I was scared. I thought she was going to break her head open. I said, what did I get myself into? This is risky.
He didn't need to worry. Binet was a natural.
She took that thing in stride, and I was just surprised the way she was skating.
Mami Binet was hooked. She tried figure skating first, but a coach noticed how fast she was and encouraged her to take up speed skating. She qualified for the U.S. Olympic team in December after finishing first in the women's 500-meter trial in Kearns, Utah. Along with being the first African-American woman on the team, she is also the youngest U.S. speed skater at age 17. Mame's coach is Suan Yu.
First I met her, Mame, she was like 9. I was a skater too. I was a TS team. But now it's like almost my height, like she's getting age. Presenting at USA team.
Mami Binet is just focused on the sport.
I just hope that everyone like sees how fun the sport is when you can just like go fast and just like be awesome. Not saying I'm awesome or anything, just like feel good about yourself. Be proud of yourself. That's it.
Binet's achievements have earned her fans from around the world, especially in West Africa where skating isn't common. She hopes girls watch her and become inspired to pursue their own dreams.
Since speed skating or any ice sport isn't really an option back in Africa, I would just tell all the little kids back there just to find something that you love and be happy and just have fun with it, because why are you going to do something if you don't have fun?
Binet hopes to do more than just have fun when she competes at the 2018 Winter Olympics in South Korea. Her strategy is simple.
Just go fast and don't fall.
U.S. teammate Jun Sa-oh.
When you first see her, she is seems kind of intimidating because like you just never know her, but then if you actually meet her, she's really friendly. And when she skates, she's amazing.
Binet's father hopes she can just soak up the moment and have fun. He said seeing her walk in with Team USA during the opening ceremony will be enough of a reward. Anything more will be a bonus.
Once you stay focused, everything will fall in place. She doesn't need to be afraid of anything. And I don't think she is.
That's Kwaku Binet, the father of U.S. Olympic speed skater Mami Binet. And thanks to my VOA colleague Jim Stevenson for that report. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to The Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Finally, golf news. American star Tiger Woods is playing twice in California over the next 6 weeks, as he begins another comeback on the PGA Tour from back surgery. Tiger has announced that he'll play the Farmers Insurance Open on January 25th at Torrey Pines. That's a course in San Diego, California, where he's won the title 8 times. That includes the 2008 U.S. Open, his 14th and most recent major golf title. Tiger also says he'll play the Genesis Open at Riviera in Los Angeles. That tournament begins on February 15th. Riviera is where Tiger played his very first PGA Tour event as a 16-year-old amateur. And that wraps up the January 5th edition of The Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer Skip Sisk. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the sunny side of sports.
I get it.
Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
As part of the U.S. government's ongoing efforts to improve the health of all Ugandans, the U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, recently launched a new $28.3 million initiative to strengthen health services in the Acholi region. This five-year project, called the Regional Health Integration to Enhance Services in Northern Uganda, Acholi, or Rights Acholi activity, will enable Northern Uganda health districts to provide better medical services to Ugandans. Working with local partners, the Rights Acholi activity will increase health care provider availability, improve access to medications and commodities, promote effective equipment operation and maintenance, and improve management of health services. Additionally, the activity will promote the adoption of healthy behaviors by raising awareness at the individual, provider, and community levels with the goals of reducing delays in seeking care and lowering barriers to service usage. USAID awarded the Rights Acholi Project to University Research Corporation, LLC, a global health organization with a long history of working in Uganda. This initiative is part of the U.S. government's annual investment of approximately $500 million in Uganda's health sector. The U.S. is proud to work with its partner, Uganda, to improve the health care and well-being of the people of Uganda.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email, visit the VOA Editorials Internet homepage at www.voanews.com/editorials.
Hello, this is Peter Clotty, host of Nightline Africa. Please join us every Saturday and Sunday at 16 and 18 hours UTC. Nightline Africa is VOA Africa's weekend show that provides news, features, and entertainment news about Africa and the world. Tune in, you will be glad you did. I guarantee it.
Hello, this is Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up, dance this music. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
Hi, this is Victor Beatty, Managing Editor of VOA News. Tune in to the Voice of America's newscasts every hour on the top of each hour, 24/7. Listen to our news and correspondent reports from around the world. VOA is your trusted source for news and information.
Hello, I'm Linor Moudou. Please join me live every Tuesday at 17:30 UTC in VOA's health program, Health Chat. Hear from doctors, nurses, international experts discussing the health issues of your concern. Health Chat puts listeners directly in touch with medical professionals. You can talk to them live for free or email your questions. Health Chat brings the medical professionals to your home.